and like that. It was okay. And then I figured I was a kid, you know. I thinking I what the mother went.
That thing sit over there next to the recorder.
What?
Okay. It
was
here for that. That's
here.
Oh.
Of course. Yeah.
Put them high?
Yeah, I don't know which end is on. Well, I, Bill?
We're going to put a high guys over here, but which end of that thing is the mic? I couldn't tell.
This doesn't matter.
Well, I think one side is, though. It'd be better.
No, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
You're still on.
Yeah.
I am.
So he says, you know, I don't know what's going on. And they told me, says, you're going to live with us as our son, and we take care of you. You eat and everything. And they, well, I'm a kid, 10 years old. And, I didn't, you know, I was feel sad because I lost my mother. But I can't do anything. We're out in the sticks. I look around. Nothing.
Were you with Mama? And then you got separated? Were you
No, they, no, they, yeah, but we was going...
No, I know, your own mother.
Yeah.
But weren't you with her at all? Were
no.
you together, the two of you?
Well, she
you
was.
And Hagui?
Yeah, we was
no.
together all that, well, who? Mother?
You and Hagui.
No, that was, Hagui was in Adana. She didn't go with us. She didn't go with us. Just us. Me, my mother, and
oh.
father
oh.
went to exile.
Oh.
See, she didn't go.
Oh.
They left her over the college.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that was after.
No.
Oh. At the beginning.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
So when I was over there, you know, I said to myself, well, I got this thing, you know, there's no place to do, no place to go. I don't know what happened to mother. She went. So, and I feel that there was a girl my age, and she was every day hold my hand, go out there, and we take the cows and feeding,
mm-hmm.
and sit down and eat together. And she's still teaching me the Kurdish language. Every day she got something to say, she told me, you know, I take it, learn it, what to say. In about a month time, I can speak their language and tell them about, you know. So we stayed down there about the 6 months. This girl, you know, going with me, and I see the people on the in the village there, they got man and wife, and their man is about 25, 30 years old, and the girl is about 10, 12 years old. That's his wife. I said, gee, this place here, they must get married young, because, and see, as long as a man has got to stuff to give,
to buy that girl.
Buy her,
yeah.
Buy her from their mother,
uh-huh.
and they can buy all they want. Maybe one, two, three wives if they want. But I never see anybody, not more than two wives. So they give it. And this girl over here, about 6 months, went by. And she tell me, you know, she says, we're going to be nice. And she says, I'll tell my father. Now he says, you're not one of us, you know. And he says, we'll get married, you know, you and I, we can live. And she says, we can take the cows out and get the bread and stuff they give us. And our folks live with it too, you know, and didn't have no brother, just her.
Oh, I was just gonna ask that.
Yeah, just her in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I said, well, for me, for young kids, I'm listening to Jesus. What am I going to do? You got to take it, that's all. So, pretty soon, a girl goes up there home and tells the father, and says, Pop, he says, what about us getting married? And then he says, we can live all together now. We're living all together. Well, the father says, daughter says, he hasn't got nothing to buy you. Well, this is my pop. He's going out there working. We can, you get that pay out of that and give it to you. Father didn't like that, see? This way now he was getting for nothing. The girl's working, I'm working, he getting there for nothing. The other way, he's gonna buy, I'm gonna buy his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no thing. She's doing all the thinking.
Yeah.
See, because they're young, they know all about it.
Well, maybe she was older than you.
No, she was younger than I was.
She was.
But she was raised in this, and
she
they're
was,
smart, yeah.
Yeah,
in
they
the
were
ways
smart,
of their
you know,
own way.
See?
Uh-huh.
And I was a stranger too, you know. And I learned the language in a month. She showed that which he's smart because he learned quick. And but the father don't want him. Pretty soon, few days later, here comes a man and a couple of sacks of wheat and thing, and come over there, and he says, what they going to do? And he give it to this guy here, and they says, well, now son, he says, you're going to go with him, and you're going to be their son. And this girl started crying and all that. She says, Papa, you told me that. Well, no, he says, he hasn't got nothing. See, he says, we get the four or five sacks of wheat, and we got a horse, and a donkey, and a cow. He says, and he hasn't got it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a kid. So I took, they put me on a horse, the other guy, and we went over his place. And the minute I went over his place, next day, they took all my clothes out. This village,
mm-hmm.
They burn them, everything,
oh.
On my clothes, burn them. And they had a place over there, like a bathing place, and this water runs, and the pool, they have made the place, the water stays in here and comes in the pool and runs all the time, because there's a running of water all the time. They took me over there, and no clothes on. He says, now you get in there and take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in there, and no soap or nothing. Wipe yourself, your hair, and you come out, and they don't have even towels, nothing. I just had to stand in the sun
mm-hmm.
and walk to the village again. And I dried up by the time I went to the village.
Oh.
And when I went to the village, they had already shirt for me, long shirt,
mm-hmm.
and they put that on me, that's it. So I stayed with them, and this guy said to me, he said, I'm going to get another wife. And he said, you're going to stay home and see that my wife, though they don't fight together, all that stuff. And he says, you don't have to worry about working, says. You're too young to work, you know. Okay. I can't say nothing because I don't know what's all about. I'm just thinking, what's this? Anyway, I went there. Next day, this guy went in some other village and brought his wife, new wife.
New wife.
Yeah. And his old wife is over there too. Now, the old wife does all the work, new wife don't do nothing. So I asked her up there and I help him. I would help him dishes give them to the, you know, but you know, they don't have a table. Just you sit on the ground and eat right on the ground.
But you helped her with the housework.
Yeah, helped her with two of them. Now there's two.
Yeah.
I'm helping both of them. And they talk together nice and everything. I listen. And
I stay
over there because these women folks, they would take advantage of me. I'm a kid, you know, 10, 11 years, almost like going to be 11, person, and take advantage of me. They know their work to do, and you do go do this and go do that, and I go do it because I have no. Can't say no, and stay with them for a while. When this guy hit me by the neck, I knew that because he was jealous. What I was doing to other women, taking them down, buying their stuff cheap.
It was the father, the man of the house of this house where you lived, who took you by the neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he shot a thing in his neck.
He shot a thing.
Oh, see, I missed that part. I thought he grabbed you.
He still got a thing right there.
I got it. Come on, take a look.
I didn't. I must have missed that part.
See right here.
Oh
he
yeah.
Shot an arrow.
Yeah. Oh, he shot that in your neck?
Yeah, he took the little knife, and he threw that.
Oh, he threw the knife at you. Okay.
See, when he threw it, he hit over here, started bleeding.
Yeah.
I hold my hand and went to neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Neighbors helped me, and they washed it and everything. They took a thing,
ashes,
put it down.
Yeah, I heard you say that, but I thought the guy had grabbed you. Okay.
No, they put the ashes on. And in 2-3 days, this thing get well because it didn't go deep enough.
Uh-huh.
See, but at the meantime, I'm thinking now this guy did that he's jealous of me, you know, because I did good to women folks in the village, and everybody likes me. And,
because, and you were smarter, so
yeah,
you showed him up.
And minute he threw that thing at me, and this woman folks over come over here and grab him, took me out there and take care of my neck and everything. And I'm just thinking, I says, I got to get out of here. What am I going to do? I did, you know, before this happened. Went that way to the
another body. Inch, it hits you right square in the spine.
Yeah. And they go to the other place. They caught me. They brought me back.
Uh-huh.
And but I said that this time I gotta go different way. And quicker. I wait until a dark night, no moon. And this guy says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going out. I'll be back." And so, meantime, I got a shirt on. I put the shirt on, went out there. And but minute I went up there, and I didn't stay. Just walk, run fast as I can.
Okay.
Going, you know. Kept by about 10 o'clock or so in the morning. That was, I get up most maybe about 5 o'clock. I've been within the 5 hours. I've been going, running, you know. And at the 5 hour, and then this rain come. I took my shirt, sit on it, and everything. And only 10 minutes over there. Didn't rain much, very little. And so I got up and put this on, and still keep on going. Well, there's no other way. Anyway, when I got to this other. Meantime, on the way, I saw this bunch of Arabs. They had these black tents. Black tents keeps the heat away inside, be cool. Mm-hmm. And they were having a party or something, and towards the evening. And I see some girls over there, and they didn't have their own regular dresses. They just have one dress, you know, like anybody else, but they these girls didn't have. They had to sort of tissue paper. I mean, not tissue paper, but they...
like the billing gases,
no,
I guess.
Yeah, but the clothes was thin.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Gauze,
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
that. And I was wondering, what the heck they gonna do? They were building a place mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. They're gonna make a fire, you know, mm-hmm. for the evening. And they had the meat. They took the lamb or something, they killed it, and they put it to wood stick and put it on that fire, and they were making a fire towards evening. I stayed over there. I was a little kid. What I'm gonna do? I can't go at night, but I'm still afraid that this guy might come, because mm-hmm. I was going all day. I'll go quite a ways. This is quite a ways. I said, I'll take a chance and stay. We'll see what's going on. See what. And pretty soon I seen a whole bunch come out of boys and bunch of boys and ladies and men. They come sit down just around that fire. And I went up there, sit down, watching what's going on. And pretty soon they have this thing. What they call that?
Tambourines?
Tambourine-like,
oh, yeah.
You know, made out of their thing. And they started playing, this girl started dancing. Mm-hmm. And these guys are going by a wife, and they would sit down out there and watching this girl dance. And meantime, when they, no.
Hello. Yeah, she will.
So, meantime, and they were dancing, these guys were looking, and I was up there, sitting down and looking up there. I'm just saying, this is a good place, but I can't stay because I'm afraid, you know, those guys come up to me. Yeah. So, they're good. Girl follows up there and pick up, I want that girl, and the other guy says, I want that girl. The other guy says, I want that girl. And meantime, these fathers of the girls come up there, and these boys, and got on one side, and talking about what they're gonna pay, how much father wants. So they talk together, and I guess they made the deal, because I didn't have no idea. After they had the eats, and I got up, started walking again in dark. And one of them says, where are you going, son? I said, I'll be back, because I don't want to see I'm going. I'll be back, but I just keep on going further and running again. Went, left the place. By morning, over there, I ate good, because they were serving that little lamb and stuff. And when I went towards the morning, the sun come up, and I'm looking around, and I see a great big tent over there, down the end of the line. So I went over there, and the one guy come up, and started talking in the Turkish or something, Arabic. I don't understand. I can't talk nothing but Kurdish. And I started telling the Kurdish what I want, and he didn't understand. He says, wait a minute. I'll go get somebody to know you for Kurdish. He went and got somebody, Kurdish, and he said, what do you want? I said, I'm hungry. And I said, I want something to eat. And the guy says, okay. And he says, he wants something to eat. He says, what's the language he's talking? Kurdish. Okay. They brought the bread and stuff. And I sit down and eat. I was tired. I running all night. And he says, well, where are you going, son? I said, I'm going over to my father's. My father moved away. Last week, and they told me that they were going to come back and and get me, but they didn't come back, so I got to go catch, see over there. Because I can't say that I'm Armenian or exiled or running away. I can't say anything. So he says, okay. I ate and everything, and then rested a little bit. This day time, I get up on my way, going on my way. Run all day towards evening, and I come to another little village. And I went up there, I'm talking Kurdish. I want something to eat, and they didn't understand what I was talking about.
What were they?
They were Arabs too. See, they were all these Arabs in tents. They were working for the railroad. The Germans, German had come over there, putting this railroad so they can bring the soldiers to Turkey. See, and I said, "What you doing?" And in Kurdish, oh, he says, we're working for the railroad.
Well, you met a guy, another guy someplace, didn't you? Was with you?
Yeah.
No, that was afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
After this thing was over.
Oh.
That was a kid, another kid like me.
Okay. So, when did they find you, the English?
Well, he'll tell you that in a minute.
Oh. See, when we were out there, they give me the food and everything. They give me a sack. I put the sack down on the ground and lay down, go to want to sleep. And next morning I get up, and one of the guys says, you know, he says, son, and he says, you go down the next tent, he says, over there they have a boss. Mm-hmm. And he says, maybe he put you to work on the railroad. I said, okay. But I'm thinking, just is this far enough? Well, and I look, I've been going for 2 days, nothing but walking, running, and all that. I said, well, I'll take a chance. I went over there, and
you found another tent?
Another tent over there, and the railroad, they put in the railroad, they had to come up to there already, from the other side, coming this way. And I went over there and talked to one of these guys, and they didn't understand my language. Well, they brought the Kurdish guy in. He talked to me, and I told them what I'm doing. I said, I'm going over to my father, but I don't know where my father went. I said, I'm just taking a trip, but the way it is now, I said, in the meantime, I got to work. And between, to eat, you know, all that stuff, I see him, you know, they got to work. He says, okay. And he called the boss and telling the boss that he wants him talking. He says, the man says, what kind of language he's talking? He says, he's talking Kurdish. Oh. He says, I got a lot of Kurdish workers. I need somebody to translate Kurdish to Turkish. They know Arabic, see?
Did he ask if it's for Turkish?
No, because I says, I don't know, because I'm only talking one language, Kurdish. And he took me, he looked at me, he says, you know, he says to me, you look like an Armenian to me. You know, he says, you don't look like a Turk. And I says, my name's Ali, and I'm talking the Kurdish still to him. I know, he says, that's okay. And
I don't think the Kurds were against the Armenians.
No, well, they didn't know nothing about Armenians or anything, see? And so this guy says, he says, you know, I'm Armenian too.
Oh.
This guy says.
The boss.
Boss. But I know what the Armenian means, and you know, but I couldn't talk no Turkish, anything, nothing but Kurdish. And this guy went, got somebody else and talked with me. He says, all my workers, says Kurdish. He says, they talk Kurdish. I can't talk. And I'm working for Germans. Mm-hmm. And he says, you can come become a translator for me. Uh-huh. And he says, tell them what to do in the morning, hit on that tent, get up, let's go to work, you know, in Kurdish. And he says, the minute you see a guy with a German with a horse, this Armenian guy, say, German with a horse, he says, you start working too, like the rest of them. He says, they had the baskets like this. You put rocks in there and put it on your shoulder, go out there and dump it. And so I said, okay. And he says, the pay, as he says, in the every day or every other day, you go to that place over there, they give you wheat, and they give you bread, and they give you oil and stuff like that to eat. And I said, okay. But I says, how are we gonna do? I says, I don't understand you. You don't understand me.
How are you talking in the meantime?
Kurdish.
He's talking Kurdish.
No,
too?
He's talking Turkish.
And you did not remember Turkish?
I didn't remember the Turkish. And I says, you know, I told this guy, I says, if I stay here for a little while, I said, probably when you talk to me with Turkish, my things maybe will come back to me. He says, okay. I get up next morning, they give me a stick, go out there and hit the tent. And I said, get up, you know, in Kurdish, and mm-hmm. go to work, and everybody get up and get on the work in the track and everything. And very soon, like that, in a week time, I catch on back to talking mm-hmm. Turkish, because I knew when they were talking, I could
understand
a little bit. And then pretty soon I started getting, and one day I told this guy, I says, you know, in Turkish, I says, I know what you're talking. Oh, I says, your son, you see, he said, your language coming back to you, because you stay with the Kurds so long, you forgot it. I says, yeah, that's right. And he says, okay, how are you satisfied? And then started talking now. Mm-hmm. You know? He said, I said, I'm satisfied because I said, I have no place to go and nobody. Mm-hmm. So he said, okay. He said, you do this work. He said, as long as when you see a German with the horse coming in, he's a big shot, you know? Mm-hmm. And he says, you have to get to work, like the rest of them. When he goes away, he says, you get take the stick, walk on the back and forth on the track. I said, okay. So, pretty soon, in a couple of days later, and this big shot come with a horse. And my little dog, I had that dog with me all the time, carried the dog. And the dog was with me, he saw this horse coming, and started barking at the horse. I'm pulling back, but no, he run up there and bite the horse's leg, this German. And this German over there, he's talking German, you know, and so forth. And pretty soon here comes a German guy and pulled my arm and put me in the tent. It's supposed to be jail. That's what I'm figuring, you know. He put me in the tent. He says, now you stay here until we say you can go. Oh. And he put the dog in there too. I'm just thinking, gee, what's this now? And this guy that my supposed to be my boss, or that he's giving me the ideas and things, he never comes around.
The Or does he go during the day?
Huh? He's the same way, boss over the guy, see?
Oh.
He put me, because I knew the language, their language, to give
yeah.
him orders.
Yeah, anyway.
To
so.
Work, anyway. So I got in there and I said, thinking of them, gee, I said, this is another thing that this Germans, what they gonna do, shoot me, maybe. And I'm petting the dog and I said, see, you put me like this, you know? You put me this thing.
Jail.
And I'm looking around at the tent, around the tent. I see nothing but dirt. You know, they put raised up in. I went there and started digging, and this dog just come over there, digging with his feet. I said, this is good. Come on, I said, let's go to the ground, telling the dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we started digging under the tent, and we made, I got in the made enough room, and slide under there and run.
The dog didn't, too?
Yeah, I just ran after him, but he left behind because I didn't want take care of no one because I didn't have nothing to eat myself. I wasn't going to be the dog. So I started running because I didn't want to stay down there. They would, you know, Germans would come around wondering what happened to the boy. And when I went to the next town, that was following day, and I saw a woman out there, and he looked at me, says, you know, he says, you're Armenian, I'm Armenian. I said, what are you doing here? What's this, what are you doing here? I'm the same way you are. He says, and the Kurds took me from my, the exile. He says, they took me to their place. I run away, now you're doing the same thing. I am. I said, yeah. I said, how you get to buy? Well, says, I just go here, and she was around about 20, 22, somewhere out there. She's big here and there, and then I live it. And now he says, you're like I am. He says, we can both go out, be like you, be like my son. When we go into this, tents or houses, and he said, they give us food faster because I got a son. Well, I guess that's worked for, I said. And so we went there. I went over there. I said, where's your place? He says, I haven't got no place. You see that tree over there? He says, at night, I sleep over there. You sleep over there too. The weather is so hot at night too. And you don't need a cover. I just got that, still got that shirt on me. I says,
what did she have on the shirt too?
She no, she had on? The, she had a dress on, but the one piece dress. She had the thing around the waist. And she was, that was a regular dress, like way up to here. And I told her, I says, how you do with your clothes when you get dirty? You know, because the weather, so we just, you know what, said, it's down the streets, down the ways, there's a running water, said, I take my clothes out, wash my clothes, and take a bath, and said, hang it. He says, by the time I've taken the bath, and that thing's shirt is dry, and I put it in my house, says, that's what I do, I've been doing, you know, okay. So, I stayed with her for about a week. But I saw that there was no end to that thing because she's bigger than I am. What I'm going to do with her, you know? Or she, what she's going to do with me? I told her, I says, what are we going to do? Well, she says, the thing we can do, she says, we can go walk and then get some town, get some work or something. She don't know either. She's running away too.
What language are you talking about in the meantime?
Well, meantime, see, I got the
Turkish
talking. I'm talking Turkish with this woman. I didn't know Armenian then anyway.
Yeah.
Just Turkish and Kurdish. I'm I see some guy like Turk Kurd coming over, and I talk Kurdish with him. And then this woman, she says that, you know, Kurdish, she knows the Kurdish too, because she ran away from Kurds too. And so, and I said to her, next time we go, Mrs., you can find some place to live, because I says, you ain't got nothing, I ain't got nothing, we gotta eat. He says, how are you gonna eat? Well, all we gotta do is, I says, swipe things or beg for to eat, you know. And I said, you can do the same. He says, that's what I've been doing. He says, it's been away, says, 2 weeks she ran away from the Kurds, and 2 weeks, and she says, I got as far as here. And I, okay, there's no Kurds there. And we went to town over there, and I told her, I says, well, you want to go your way? He says, I go my way, because she says, no, he says, you come and stay with me. He says, you'll be a company, and you'll be my son. He says, that way we can get more stuff to eat. They say, well, gee, young son is hungry, we gotta help him, you know. So we got there, I'm talking to her, and so we got up there in this town, and we went to the store. I said, I don't know how we're gonna do. She says, I got a little idea. She says, now, I do the talking, you do the stealing. You talk, I steal. I says, can we do that? You know? She says, yeah, okay. So we go in the store, and the stores over there, they just have a thing in front of the store, the counter, it's everything in the back. You just go and stand in front of the counter, say, I want some of that, I want some of this. They give, put them on the, bring it down the counter. How much is it? Then you're supposed to pay. She says, so, she says, you see that store over there? I says, yeah. He says, let's go over there. I talk with the man. He says, you grab whatever you can and put it there. Go away. And he says, when I see you go away, I'll leave the man too. Okay. And I went over there and grabbed some of this stuff on the counter, those biscuits and stuff like that. And put them under my shirt like this, and went away, and she left too. Come over there, push it down, ate under the tree, and I told her, I said, gee, this is okay, but this is not a new place here. We walk in every day, either one place to the other, looking for something. Somewhere.
You're not looking for work.
We're looking for something, someplace that we can live or do something. And so we ate it, we got the thing. I said, I got a good idea. So we went in the town again with this woman, and she says, you know, he said, I'm getting hungry. I said, what are you going to do now? He says, let's go see if we got a stores. We could do the same thing, okay? We did the same thing, and got stuff to eat and everything. And in one of these stores, there was a kid. I said, that looked like Armenian, you know? And we were starting talking to him. He says, I'm Armenian. I said, what happened? He said, my father. He says, I don't know what happened to my father. He says, this guy here took me, he says, that's a thing, I'm working for him. And he says, and this is the store, and he works for, he's in the Turkish army, and he says, he brings all the stuff in this little place, store-like. He says, I sell it, and in the evening he comes, and I give him the money,
And he give, you know, he give me something to eat all the time. I said, okay. And he says, there's a lot of few Armenians around over here. Okay. Where are they? Well, you go down quite a way, so there's a, like a few houses there, and so they're all Armenians. They run away from the Kurds too. Okay. So we went over there and sit down over there, and this girl too. And she finds some women folks and talking to them, Armenian. I mean, the she knew the Armenian, and she can talk Armenian, but I didn't know. I don't know a Turkish. So, meantime, and this kid that I used to start going with him, he was over there. His name was, he was pet kid, Hagop. His name, he says, my name is Hagop. They come and introduce themselves. And I says, my name is Ali. He says, how could you be Ali? Where? I says, you know, I says, you can't eat unless you're a Turk. And they won't give you nothing. You say Armenian. Then even in some places, they even kill you. They say, well, get out of here. You know? I said, but when you say, I'm Turk, he says, they help you. So, he says, I'll go what you do.
He says, I'm going to go. This kid was working in that store.
No, this is not
the
one.
Little Armenian settlement down
there. Armenian settlement, yeah.
Okay, his name was Hago.
He says, okay, I'll go with you too. He says, I ain't got nobody. I ain't got no mother, no father. He says, I'll go with you. I said, okay, come on. So we took the
road. Visit the
house. Yeah. So we took the road, and we left the girl there with the other families. And they're going one up, there. And we got towards, we see a big army tents set up, Turkish army set up. We went over there and looking around. I said, we saw a little short guy, dark. I said, say, I said, that guy looks like Armenian. He says, I didn't know. I said, he's short, he's dark. I said, look like Armenian. He was petro. We went over there and we said, hello, hello. He says, what you kids doing here? We're looking for work. I said, I know who you are. I said, you're Armenians, huh? Run away, you know. Well, we didn't say yes, we didn't say no. He says, I know, sorry. He says, sit down out there on the outside. And he went inside and got some stuff to eat and bread and whatnot. So we sit down and eat. He says, you kids want to stay here? He says, I'll get you kids some work from the soldiers. He says, on the end of the beginning of the month, they get the pay. They want somebody to go downtown. He says, downtown is about 10 minutes away, or farther away. He says, you take the gold over there, change into a silver, and bring them back. But he says, don't you ever run them guys run away, because they'll come and catch you. Well, no, I said, we don't want to run away. So, next morning, he looked at us, he says, you kids, he says, need some clothes. He says, with what you got, no good. You got. I said, where are we going to get them? He says, we don't know nobody, and we ain't got no money. He says, I know. He says, I'll get them for you. Next day, he went there and got some pants, and they cut the legs down, made it shorter for us, and a little coat and everything, little cap. The army, Turkish army, did business, put on our head. Now I say, you're Turks to us. He says, you want to change? I said, my name is Ali. And he says, change his name from Hagop to, I don't know what, Mehmet, I think, something like that. I says, all right, Hagop. He says, okay. So, couple of days, the first time.
His parents say he was Armenian?
Yeah, he's Armenian. He's cooking for the Turkish general. He's a cook for Turkish general. And by the way, after the war was over in Constantinople, and I saw that man downtown, walking on the street. I said, hello. He says, what the heck is you doing here? Where's Hago? I said, I don't know. He didn't come. I says, I come, or my sisters, and he stayed over there with the orphan school.
He says, tell us about how you got there. The orphan school.
Well, just a minute. You really did run into him. Yeah.
Yeah, in Bolis.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, we got there with his hug open, walked over, and the next day, I mean first month come, they give him about $3, three gold dollar thing, and the liras, you know, Turkish lira, and he got three. And I said, let's go, Hago. He says, where are we going to go? I said, let's go change these into silver. So we walked the walk down there and went to the store. How much is gold money? You know, one gold money. And they said 105 cents in 5 kurush, you know. And so, no, I said, we want 110. Because we got to have, you know, for ourselves, that's our sake. We said, we want 110. No, the guy says, I'll give you 107. I said, no, that isn't enough. Anyway, he says, I'll give you 109. He says, how many you got? I told him, I got 3. He says, okay. He went got the old silver, just to count the money, and give us a little bag, and we put the money there, and took the Hago's money too, and give him the money same. And so we went back to camp. And we went to camp, and we told this cook that we got the money. We changed it in silver. He said, okay. And then he went to call us soldiers, Turkish soldiers, and we gave him the money. But they told us that anything we got over 100 is ours. So we got 110, and that 10 cents, 10, you know, kurush was ours. So
each dollar. I mean,
yeah, each gold, yeah, that's
so that was
30
so.
For me, you know, I got 30 for him. So we give him the 100 apiece, these guys, because that was only one guy, that's 6 guys. Mm-hmm. Each one had one gold money, you know. Mm-hmm. And we kept the extra money. And I says, Hago, now let's go celebrate. He says, where are we going? I says, let's go down there. Get us something to real eat now. We got money. He said, okay. This town there, that this camping was, we would say, not that far. They have stores, few stores over there. And this one guy, they have this kebab guys outside. They have this little thing, and they cook them on there. You go over there and stand by there and ask them for a shish kebab. You know, making shish kebab, and the parakats, you know, and they put them in that thing, put the onions and parsley and everything in there, and roll it, and give it to you. And then they sell ayran, and this, you know, tahan, and we get that.
Majun
with the water.
Okay,
so
uh-huh.
We eat this kebab, shish kebab in the thing, mm-hmm. with the drink and the iron, and we feel real good. Hago says, this is good, he says. It cost us only, I think it was 6 cents, a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Out of the
each?
Each. But see that each one of those four gurus is 4 cents. And all we have to give them three gurus, two gurus, and they give us two pennies back. That was cheap. Jacob says, well, this is, we can live on.